A little notice change in the domestic war on terror took place last year in Colorado Springs. That's where the U.S. Defense Department headquartered its new Northern Command Center. Now, unlike Tampa's Central Command, which controls U.S. forces in the Middle East, or Honolulu's Pacific Command, the 500 staff members of the U.S. Northern Command coordinate forces in North America, mainly the United States, planning, organizing, and executing homeland defense and civil support missions. NORTHCOM works closely with state and local authorities, and it deals in terrorist intelligence. That gives the military as large a role in domestic security as it has since Reconstruction. Jim McGee writes about homeland security for Congressional Quarterly. He joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
There were reasons for years that U.S. military forces were enjoined, weren't they, as I understand it, from having any active role in the United States?
Well, that's right. After the Civil War, there was a reaction to what the citizens in the South perceived as a heavy-handed response by Union soldiers, and Congress passed what is now known as the Posse Comitatus Act. And that prohibited a law enforcement role by the military in our society inside the United States. And since that time, that's been pretty well honored. One has to point out, however, that Congress itself has made a number of exceptions to that in particular circumstances where there's a concern about crisis. And what the Al-Qaeda hijackers managed to do on September 11th, 2001, to launch a physical direct attack on the United States targets, that's the first time that's happened. And the president has a duty under the Constitution to preserve the known as domestic tranquility. And the resources of the military are available for that. And much of what is occurring out at Northern Command in Colorado is entirely consistent with that history.
So let me try and understand that. They are, for the first time, maybe not exactly the first time, but certainly for the first time widely and freely acknowledged, treating the continental United States as an area of engagement.
Well, they use the phrase operations, and that's quite correct. And that is the point of the reorganization and the creation of this command, is to gather from within the Department of Defense the various assets, aircraft, military forces, intelligence forces, and consolidate them under one command so there's a seamless and quick response to any terrorist threat. And again, many Americans, I think, would say, thank goodness they're focused on this mission.
Many people, as I don't have to tell you, are concerned about the implications for intelligence gathering that would be headquartered in NORTHCOM. Between the CIA, the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency, that seems to some Americans to have the potential for invading their lives in the name of national security.
One of the big questions that this Congress and the administration still has before it is resolving what comes next after you remove the so-called wall that was said to exist between law enforcement information and intelligence information. Well, that's happened by and large by virtue of the anti-terrorism laws known as USA Patriots Act and other statutes. What that has done is, in effect, allowed other agencies beyond the FBI to move freely into the mission of gathering domestic intelligence. However, what hasn't happened yet is that there's been very little discussion and no action in terms of deciding what the ground rules are going to be for other agencies, both civilian, intelligence, and military. Because, after all, where that wall really came from was an effort to protect freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to criticize the U.S. government during times of tension.
Mr. McGee, thanks very much.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Jim McGee covers Homeland Security for Congressional Quarterly.